Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we've prepared for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today it's a rather overcast day. We had a nice rain last night. It's actually pleasant to look out on this type of weather after so much hot sun. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to encourage you with a message titled Aphareo, which is a Greek word. The scripture texts are from Romans chapter 11, 27, and Hebrews 10, verse 4.
And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
Brooksie and I have given blood all through our marriage. In fact, before we got married, beginning our freshman year in Bible college in Springfield, Missouri. We usually give whole blood through the Red Cross, which takes a pint, as I recall, of one's whole blood. However, several years ago, we donated using a procedure known as apheresis. In some way, they separate the blood, and in our case, as I recall, they took only the plasma and returned the rest into our bloodstream.
So many English words come from the Greek, and we were curious as to whether this word had any usage in the New Testament, and sure enough, the word comes from a Greek word,
aphareo,
and this means to take away or separate.
It's used several times in the New Testament, and today in our daily text, it's used in two similar but contrasting truths.
In Romans, Paul is speaking of the covenant that God has with the Jewish people to take away their sins. This is a foundational aspect of redemption, since sin is mankind's biggest problem, and it separates us from a holy God. The scriptures teach that Jesus Christ came to take away sin. 1 John 3:5 says, "You know that he appeared in order to take away sins." As a great old hymn asks, and then adamantly answers the age-old question, "What can wash away my sin?"
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Boy. The writer of Hebrews expresses the impossibility of the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. When we make the effort to donate our blood, we want it to be used to extend a person's physical life on this earth, one component in a person's restoration to good health. Several years ago, Stephen had a surgery that required a blood transfusion, and Esther has had several due to her heart surgeries. We are so grateful for the people who made the effort and endured the temporary pain to donate blood.
One thing's for sure, though. The donated blood will not take away sin. It provides no spiritual healing, only physical. Only the blood of Jesus Christ is a once-for-all atonement, complete atonement, that takes away the sins of all who believe. John the Baptist summed up the fundamental mission of Jesus Christ so well when he saw him from a distance and proclaimed these words, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's in John 1:29. And the bottom of our devotional portion today before the prayer, and I'm going to have Brooksie read it today, are the words of a hymn we rarely hear sung anymore, but was one of my favorite hymns in Bible college and really remains so to this day.
Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Let's all pray together. Jesus, I am so thankful for your redeeming grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. For where our sin increased, your grace increased all the more. Your refuge for our sin-filled souls took place at the cross of Calvary, where you shed your precious blood so that we might find forgiveness for our sins. This salvation is marvelous, it is matchless, and it is infinitely greater than the animal blood sacrifice that took away sins for only a season. Your redeeming blood sacrifice frees us from the penalty of sin in this life and for all eternity. Thank you for freely shedding your blood on our behalf. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what a joy to be a follower of Christ today and to have the assurance of sins forgiven, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. We welcome you to visit our site today. We do have several photos up and a lot of music up. Yesterday, I didn't have a single song that really went with the theme of, yesterday's message. But today, I have an abundance of songs. I also have a really interesting six-minute gospel presentation video by John Piper, a teacher that I enjoy his ministry. We do have a Red Cross article up on that procedure, if you're curious, on aphoresis that we illustrated with in the beginning of the message as well. Have a blessed day, and remember the glorious, glorious truth that Jesus loves you. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for your sins and for mine.